Okay, so I get to get a break. That's the other reason for having speakers interspersed. I get to rest my voice and my energy in between. So, but I'll be sitting in on Artemis because he is amazing. So we have a guest here. And he's going to talk to you about the emotional connections to the specific glands and the hormones and how it's more than just the chemistry and it's more than just the food. Those are not just, those are super important. And sometimes people are doing all the right things in terms of exercise and diet and they're not getting well because they have emotional things that are blocking their organs and their glands. And Artemis is a master at this. Artemis has studied conscious body language with Robert Stevens, and he is a master of conscious languaging, of speaking the words that don't deprogram your subconscious. And I just did it. I said don't, right? Catch myself. So using positive language to feed your subconscious with what you want and what you're moving towards, what you desire and what you're moving towards, and not using negative language. And it's so, so important. And I think that for you working with clients on a day-to-day basis to understand this and to have this roadmap and a tool. Remember I said yesterday as part of the program, everybody that did the full pay was going to get the book, that Sacred Body Language Translations book, which I have on my shelf, and it's lovely to look at. And there's way more than that. Oh, there it is. Yay. Yay, yay, yay. So Artemis studied at Tree of Life. He taught at Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center for 2 years. That's Gabriel Cousins' retreat out in Arizona. And he and his wife, Crystal, who's sitting right up here, created a business called New Earth Center. I think they were scared stepping out and deciding to, she's gasping, yeah, right? To go from being really masterful at making great raw foods and knowing the understanding of how that affects the body to creating a business that's now a national level business. I go to California and I buy their crackers. They're wonderful. Did you bring me some? Oh, good. My favorite are their chia chipotle crackers, and they're phenomenal. They have them at Whole Foods here, and they have them in California, and they're getting worldwide. You think they were scared? A little bit, but they did it anyway. Why? Because their mission is, like us, to create a peaceful, healthy, happy world. And they know that each of us, with our one contribution, has a ripple effect on millions of people. So let me, with great pleasure, introduce my dear friend, Artemis. And I'm not going to try to say your name again, because I always botch it up.
Just Artemis. Just Artemis. I've got the mic. Got the mic. Okay. Can everyone hear me well?
Yes.
Can everyone hear me well? Yes. I want to give thanks to Roy, our sound tech back there. Let's give him a hand. Yeah, because good staff and good logistics makes our event just hum like a well-oiled machine. So we're really blessed. And my name is Artemis. I am lit up to be on stage and sharing this material with you. You know, I'm a health educator. I teach people about hydration, minerals, enzymes. I'm a master at cleansing and detoxification after being at the Tree of Life for 2 years. And I get to share with you the secret scrolls. I get to share with you the stuff that I've been studying for more than 10 years that I rarely teach. So you are in for a treat today. When I heard that Dr. Rita Marie was teaching on the endocrine system, I was like, ooh, I've got something I can share about the endocrine system, because our thoughts and our feelings, our words and our actions matter. And what is the connection between our thoughts, our words, our feelings, and the endocrine glands? By the end of this talk today, you're going to have a good understanding of what that connection is, of what thoughts, words weaken the sex organs or strengthen the sex organs. What thoughts and words weaken the thyroid or strengthen the thyroid? This is powerful stuff. And this class is also going to be interactive. Before I go on, I really want to express my gratitude to Dr. Rita Marie and how much of a lighthouse she is. I admire her. She is a mentor of mine. I love learning from her. Every time I'm around her, I try to listen more than I talk. You know, We have two ears and one mouth. That's a big deal for me, by the way. You can ask my wife. So I thank you for doing this. Thank you for teaching. Thank you for stepping out. Thank you for creating the products and programs and automated learning systems. What you guys have available to you is such a gift. Like, I got that notebook on Friday, and I'm like, oh my God, look at these questionnaires. I'm gonna be using these in my own practice. So like, what you have is so powerful, and if you feel your heart's call to jump in and do the master's program or anything, jump in. Success is a decision away. One of my great mentors taught me this. Success is a decision away. When I left the Tree of Life after 2 years of just, I made a choice to sacrifice my wealth and go and learn and serve selflessly. I did for 2 years. I came to Austin and I chose to thrive. I founded New Earth Living Foods and New Earth Center and now Juicing for Fat Loss. I have two brands, one national and one international. And I made a decision to invest in myself when I came to Austin. I invested about $20,000 in conscious language trainings from Robert Tennyson Stevens. I hosted a lot of the trainings, so I got a little bit of a discount, but I still paid cash money, time and money. And in the past 10 years, I've invested over $100,000 in my training, like in time and money. So your investment in yourself pays off. Your success is a decision away. When you make a choice to learn and stretch, guess what? The universe shows up and clients come in. Money comes in. When you make that choice and that you take that leap of faith, that's the decision you made that you don't know that 5 months later you've doubled your income because success is a decision away. This class is interactive. I'm going to be asking you to say things out loud. You may feel a little weird saying them, but it's important that we all tune and we're priming the pump of our spirit because words matter. Thoughts matter. Changing what we say changes what we think and feel. Changing what we think and feel will change how we communicate internally and externally. Does that make sense? Did I get that? So I'm going to ask you to use your words because words are powerful. Thoughts are things. Choose the good ones. Has anyone heard that? Thoughts are things. Choose the good ones. But if it was easy to be positive and be enthusiastic all the time, everyone would be doing it. So I'm going to be teaching you the blocks, like what's holding us back from healthy, dynamic adrenal function, healthy, dynamic thyroid function. What are the emotional patterns that get stuck in our body? And I'm going to give you a review. So I'm going to talk about the chakras. And I'm going to ground this biologically in the nervous system because this is not woo-woo anymore. We've scientifically documented and proven all this stuff now. So I get to like be on stage and go woo-woo and be like, and guess what? We've proven it scientifically. So I'm going to talk about the biology. I'm also going to talk about the scale of emotional harmonics. And that's a new term for many of you. I learned that from conscious language, the scale of emotional harmonics as it relates to the seven energy centers. I'm also going to be weaving in the human biofield, the thought field of the body. We live in a field of energy. Which comes first, the hormone or the energy? Energy. Everything is vibration. Everything is energy. We live in a human biofield and we literally radiate waves of thought and feeling. It's coming off every energy center. How many here have heard of the work of Dr. Fritz Alfred Pops? Not many, but Dr. Pops, he won the Nobel Prize in physics in 2006 because he discovered that every cell in the body emits 100,000 biophotons units of energy per second. Our body emits light. Light is energy. We now know that our body is made of light, and Dr. Pops has created a whole new institute of studying how biophoton light pulses from the cells are actually communicating to every other cell. So our cells, hormones are chemical messengers. What are hormones? Light. Hormones are made of light. A hormone is a chemical messenger we learned on Friday. Another way of saying that is a hormone is a biochemical unit of light. Energy emitted from seven wheels of light we call the chakras. Is that cool? I mean, I'm going to say some things today that's going to stretch you in a good way. I'm going to say some things that will challenge your belief systems, and yet, everyone repeat after me. I think.
I think.
Repeat after me. I feel.
I feel.
I think.
I think.
I feel.
I feel.
I think I feel.
I think I feel.
Okay, that's where people are when they're in emotional blocks. I think I feel, but they're not feeling. So, because you all have a thinker, and you can create words. By our words we shall be justified, and by our words we shall be condemned. As a man or woman thinketh in her heart, so is she. And I'm using women because I'm looking at beautiful women today. So, as a woman, I mean, for the men in there, just translate. As a woman thinketh in her heart, so is she. You all have thoughts and feelings. So what I'm telling you today, on some deep, intrinsic, intuitive level, you know to be true. And I'm just going to give you the charts, the systems, and the words that proves it. And I'm going to ask you to use your words so you can see what these words are doing in your body in pitch, in tone, in inflection, in body language. I'm trained in conscious language. I'm trained in sacred body language. I can take any symptom in anyone's body and in about 3 questions find the emotional cause and then transform that emotion back into motion, feeling, and create almost instantaneous healing in the body. And the cool thing about this is all of you can do it too. Like, I'm no guru up here. I have great mentors behind me. I stand on the shoulders of great teachers, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, Dr. David Hoover, Dr. Stephen Cook, Robert Tennyson Stevens, one of the most powerful coaches on the planet who wrote this book. And these people have taught me how to do this. That's in this, everything I'm sharing with you is duplicable. So like, don't think that you have to go to Artemis to learn to get this type of work. You can learn how to do this stuff. When you learn the 3 levels of yourself, when you learn emotional patterns and how they get trapped in the endocrine system, and when you learn what reverses the pattern, reverse means to re-say. Reverse, verse, speak. Communication, reversing the pattern of sadness into joy is to re-speak, re-say it. Anger into forgiveness is to reverse anger into forgiveness. When you learn how to do this stuff at my level of mastery, because I've been practicing it for 3 years diligently every day, I've helped serve over 8,000 people. When you learn how to do this, everything you're doing with Rita Marie works faster, easier, and it's more powerful. Where literally, when you know how to ask the question of what's blocked here in their ovaries, that elicits that emotional response, and their emotions begin to move again because it's been subconscious, it's been suppressed, and they're going from suppressed to expressed, what happens with the endocrine system? It kicks on. The endocrine glands turn back on again with words. Words alone can do it. Seriously, it's important. Nutrition is so important. I'm 80% raw vegetarian and have been for over 7 years. You know, I eat a high raw, high sprouted, high green superfood diet. I own a superfood company, so like I manufacture thousands of pounds of superfoods every year. I'm giving it to my world because I love it so much. And at the same time, I'm going to invite all of you to be a good steward of your consciousness. Don't just be a good steward of your body. Also, and big A-N-D, be a good steward of your consciousness. Learn how your thoughts and your internal dialogue is affecting you. Learn how the word patterns of your clients are giving you keys and clues of adrenal fatigue or hypothyroid or, you know, autoimmune. All of that actually is revealed in words. Is that cool? But it's code. It's hidden until you develop a listening ear. And you can start understanding. You go, oh, here's the upgrade. Everyone take a breath. I have a tendency to give you a lot of information. And so if you find yourself feeling overwhelmed and you're taking notes, just remember to breathe. Because you can literally breathe my presence. You can breathe my information in. You can, when Rita Marie's up here on stage, she's radiating to you her mastery. And just by being in this room, you're all receiving it on a subconscious level. You're all learning this stuff subconsciously and consciously simultaneously. How do we regulate that? just through your breath. Breathe my presence and my knowledge in, because I have a lot to share with you. And it is the secret scrolls of rebooting your endocrine system consciously. Consciously. Everyone say, I am conscious.
I am conscious.
Of already being conscious.
Of already being conscious.
Of who I am.
Of who I am.
I remember.
I remember.
Who I am.
Who I am.
I remember. Who I am. It's all in that statement. Dynamic, radiant expression of all seven energy centers and all seven endocrine glands is in that statement. I remember who I am. Now, let's talk about the chakras. So, one of my teachers was Dr. C. Norman Shealy, who founded the Holistic Medical Association, who worked with Carolyn Mace, who wrote the book Anatomy of the Spirit. So if you'd like to learn about the seven chakras from the masters, learn it from Carolyn Mace, Anatomy of the Spirit, which is a book I read twice when I was 21, and that started my journey of energy anatomy. What Dr. Shealy illuminated is that we have a nervous system that mirrors what is invisible. You can't, with the human eye, you cannot see the chakras, but we can see them biologically. So we have our sciatic plexus, legs, bones, and feet. We have our sacral plexus, which innervates the colon and the sex organs. We have our solar plexus. And when I say plexus, it's a bundle of nerve fibers. Remember, we're made of light. What's moving across the nervous system? Light. Solar plexus is stomach, spleen, liver, gallbladder. Cardiac plexus. We have a plexus of nerve fibers that beats our heart all night long. Cardiac plexus, love and love relationships. We have a cervical plexus, thyroid, parathyroid, cervical spine, arms and hands. That plexus is our fifth chakra. And then we have the brain. There is no plexus for the crown chakra because this energy center is the least physical. This is the entry point of spirit into matter. And when it really matters, spirit shows up. Healing happens. So some people call this the pineal gland, but it's really a non-physical entry point of spirit into matter. So this is pituitary, pineal, thyroid, parathyroid, thymus, pancreas, adrenals, ovaries, testes, and this is the root chakra is somewhat connected to the adrenals, but it's our ground to Mother Earth. It's our legs, bones, and feet. Now let's talk about the three levels of yourself. So this is basically your energetic anatomy. I'm giving you a crash course. I recommend you study from my teachers because I've been studying this stuff for 12 years and I don't have a clue. Like, I'm very teachable when it comes to energetic anatomy because energy is primary, form is secondary. Everything starts as a vibration, a thought form, a geometry, a pattern, and then when we see the lab work and we see the ups and downs, the deficiencies and excess, that's an expression of an energetic pattern in the body. So energy is primary, form is secondary. And here's the cool thing is you don't have to know any of this stuff and you can do everything Rita Marie teaches and you will change the energetic pattern. Because why? Changing our actions changes our energy. Changing our food we eat will change how we think and feel. But when you learn the cause and the core and the record, when you learn how to change the cause, it supercharges everything else. Everything I'm teaching you today makes what you do work faster and easier because you can move the energy in one question. Everyone say, I feel.
I feel.
I feel.
I feel.
I heal.
I heal.
I feel.
I feel.
I heal.
I heal.
Maybe there's a connection there. Maybe true healing requires true, authentic feeling. I feel is your subconscious mind. Everyone say, I think.
I think.
I speak.
I speak.
I choose.
I choose.
I think.
I think.
I choose.
I choose.
I choose.
I choose.
That's your conscious self. That's the part of you that's running your human operating system. That's the part of you that decides to get out of bed and, you know, chooses what to eat and And am I drinking enough water? And am I taking notes? Am I good enough? Can I learn all this stuff? You know, the conscious self. Everyone say, I am.
I am.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
I am.
I am.
That's a representation in word of your superconscious self. But what this is transcendent of words. Our superconscious, which is also known as the higher self, there are no words to communicate what our superconscious is. Yet we can grasp it. We can try to speak what it is. And I am is the closest thing in word to describe what our superconscious is. So if we have sadness or anger trapped in our body, in the subconscious, it's a misalignment of the subconscious to the conscious. And the superconscious is like, you need to forgive this and get over it and get aligned again. So when you're dynamically rebooting the endocrine system consciously, it's an alignment of these three selves. In the Huna tradition, I love the Kahuna tradition in the Huna. When I was reading Conscious Language, I got up in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. and I'm like, Huna. I said, Huna. So I went on the internet and just started typing in Huna, and I found a book available through one website. It was on Amazon. It was called The Heart of Huna. And in the Huna teaching, I ordered two copies of the book and we started reading it because it explained why conscious language works. In Huna, they say, seek always the alignment of the three selves, working in perfect harmony for the highest and best good of all. Seek always the alignment of our subconscious, conscious, and superconscious self for the perfect harmony and blessing of all life. Seek always the alignment of your subconscious, conscious, and superconscious so that your energy centers are aligned, and in that harmony of the three selves produces harmony in your endocrine system, which then produces harmony in your life. And in Huna, they knew how to train the subconscious mind and how to heal it. And there are many ways you can do that. And they did it consciously, so that when these two selves were aligned, I am shows up. And when I am shows up, you can have instantaneous healing in your adrenals. When I am shows up in this alignment, you can have instantaneous healing in your thyroid. I'm not talking about working on it. How many have been struggling with their thyroid? How many have been struggling with adrenal fatigue? When you align your three selves, you can have instantaneous healing. How do we do that? Consciously. By being aware of where we're not aligned. That's where the rubber meets the road. Another thing I'm really choosing to share with you, we are wired for radiant health. We are energetically wired to have dynamic, vibrant, radiant health and to fulfill our destiny. I know that to be true now. I didn't 10 years ago when I started studying the energetic anatomy. Yet we are given such a gift of these seven levels of power and how to qualify this energy into thought, word, and feeling that everything inside of you is present for you to thrive your coaching business and thrive your physical health and have emotional freedom and emotional health. You're wired for that. But there are life challenges and patterns that get stuck in us that literally prevent that from happening. And those patterns are shame, guilt, blame, anger, hatred, resentment, worry, despair, hopelessness, frustration, anger, resentment, aggression, irritation. I am very emotionally intelligent. I know all the primary emotions and secondary emotions, and I can feel what people feel. And I can love what I feel. Everyone say, I feel.
I feel.
I can feel.
I can feel.
I can feel my feelings.
I can feel my feelings.
I can love what I feel.
I can love what I feel.
That's the doorway of healing every endocrine gland, just loving what you feel. Because the reason you're showing low thyroid, you're hopeless. You've given up. You've given up your sense of will. So you just got to love what you feel. Claim your authority and author your life. And I'm going to actually focus on shame and guilt, sadness, overwhelm, and anger and resentment for the rest of my talk and show how they show up in words and how they affect the endocrine glands and then what's returning. Like, process without outcome sucks. How many of us have been working on it? Well, I'm working on it. Yeah, I've got the lab reports. I'm drinking these green smoothies. I'm really working on it. You know, and yet you still haven't achieved your dynamic expression of authorship, authority, claiming your authority. Outcome: I am happy. Everyone say, I am happy.
I am happy.
I love my life.
I love my life.
My life is blessed.
My life is blessed.
My life is blessed.
My life is for me.
Write these words down. They're very powerful. I author my life. My life is blessed. My life is for me. I love my life. And I live my life for me. I author my life. Sex organs. Ovaries, testes. What I'm about to share with you is very, very powerful and very secret, because no one wants to talk about shame or guilt, because it's so deep. Shame and guilt get stuck here in the uterus. Fibroids, reproductive issues, fertility is shame and guilt in the uterus, in the ovaries, or in the testes in a man. And I'm going to speak primarily to women today, but for men it's a little different because men are wired differently. Men are wired for mission, purpose, and direction. So when they lose their sense of purpose, testosterone drops. For women, when they lose their love and honoring of themselves, their reproductive system really starts going out of whack. Because you're here for the exchange of love and intimacy. You're here to express love and have true intimacy with God and with your man. And so shame is going to block you in that way. How many people in here, okay, let me ask you a question. Be brave. How many people here have a hard time communicating what you want in life? I want money. I want food. I'm hungry. I want a hug. I want sex. Let's do it. You know? Seriously, like, how many people, raise your hand, have a challenging time communicating what you desire from your career, the universe, your husband? Raise your hand. How many here don't want to raise your hand? Raise your hand. Okay, just get that over with. Raise your hand, because everybody should be raising their hand, because when you've healed shame, you're a multimillionaire. If you don't know how to communicate what you want in life, on some degree, you're healing shame. And so shame is about loving and honoring yourself just the way you are. Everyone say, I honor me.
I am worthy of
great abundance. I am worthy of a great coaching practice. Because I am awesome. And I'm trained by Dr. Rita Marie. And that automatically makes me awesome. That's a true statement, by the way. So shame and guilt, you know, shame is I'm not worthy. Guilt is I'm carrying the burden of doing something wrong, and I feel guilty for that. And these dance together. So when we don't feel worthy or good enough, it's going to get stuck right in a reproductive system. And so what's returning is, I love me. I love myself. I love and honor myself just the way I am. Most powerful affirmation Louise Hayes gave the world: I deeply and completely love and accept myself. But acceptance is honoring. Honoring is the upgrade from acceptance. I love and honor me just the way I am. I love and honor myself. These are the word patterns that begins to reverse shame. And every one of us in this room is working on this, because this is an archetypal block in humanity. On some level, we were separated from our source and we told we weren't good enough. And we may have been born with a genetic pattern of our mom not feeling good enough, and then she had low self-esteem when we were growing up, and she put herself down and put us down, and we were imprinted at conception and birth, bonding and fusion with shame. So every one of us gets to heal shame by believing in yourself, by registering for this program that Rita Marie is telling you to register for. Go for it. Believe in yourself. Take a risk. Have faith. Take action. Every action based on faith heals shame. Every action based on faith heals your shame. And entrepreneurs and people who are successful in business have touched a whole lot of shame and healed it. To the degree they have, it's not like you ever really master this. You are mastering this. When you know, Guilt is, I forgive myself for the wrongdoing. Right and wrong is a big messed up scenario of humanity. Like, nothing is ever right or wrong. Thinking makes it so, Shakespeare said. So, I think I feel. Things are neither good nor bad, right or wrong. Thinking makes it so. Guilt is, I forgive myself for what I've done wrong. And then I love and honor myself. I love love. I author my life and I imagine. And we're going to go up this scale. We're going to go up the energy centers. So shame and guilt is really important to fix in every single client you work with. It literally should be the first thing you work on. Because if you don't address their unworthiness, they're not going to go all the way. They're not going to make a commitment. They're not going to make that choice to make that dietary change or that lifestyle change because shame holds them back. This is huge, what I'm telling you. This is so huge. Every one of you start loving yourself radically by the actions you take every day, by the investment in yourself and in your clients. And shame will have to disappear into, I am worthy of a great coaching practice. I am worthy of great abundance. I receive my abundance with ease, and I can, and I am. Shame and guilt, so important. Adrenals, sadness, overwhelm. Diabetes, type 1, type 2. Type 1 is more challenging to heal than type 2 because type 1 diabetes has a deeper emotional component. And it requires a miracle of healing and faith to heal type 1. Now, at the Tree of Life, we had a 30% success rate with type 1 diabetes and an 80% success rate with type 2 reversing it. So at the Tree of Life, we reversed type 2 80% of the time in 3 weeks. And it was usually within the first 3 days we had them off their insulin. Wow. Seriously, at the Tree of Life, 3 to 7 days, 80% of the type 2 diabetics were off their insulin. We also had a powerful spiritual container. It was a spiritual healing. Every healing is first and foremost a spiritual healing. Then it becomes emotional, mental, and physical. I'm giving you the secret scrolls today. I'm so excited to teach this stuff because I don't get to share this very much, but it's in me. Like, I love being in the presence of miracles. I love it. And conscious language and sacred body language, when you master it, is the science of miracles. Straight up, it works. When you work it. And you can't just do all the things right. You need to get your subconscious and conscious aligned with your superconscious. You can't just keep doing it right and expect results. These three selves need to be aligned. Diabetes is not enough sweetness in your life. Has anyone heard that? Yeah, not enough sweetness. And sweetness is unique to each person you're working with insulin resistance. And the biggest block to sweetness, joy, and happiness is anger, resentment, frustration, and sadness. It literally eats up your sweetness. Everyone say, I feel.
I feel.
I heal.
I feel.
I heal.
I heal.
Maybe there's a connection. So sadness, when we touch it with love, becomes joy. The best medicine for our pancreas and our adrenals is happiness and joy. The sweetness of desire. I'm not talking about, well, Dr. Reed or me told me I need to exercise every day, so I have to exercise and I'm going to exercise to, you know, strengthen my insulin and blah, blah. No, get up because you love it. You know what I do? I rebound every day. I love rebounding. It makes me happy. I don't do it because I have to do it. I do it because I choose to do it. I like it. I like the way I feel. When I bounce and I'm watching marketing trainings and marketing webinars, and you know, I'm multitasking every day. Like, I'm driving, listening to audios, webinars. I shouldn't be looking at my phone, but I am. So the best medicine for your adrenals and your pancreas is happiness and joy. Happiness and joy. Now, the expression of your joy and your happiness is going to be unique to each individual. And here's another secret. If you have repressed sadness, another way of looking at this is also apathy. I can't. Everyone say, I can't.
I can't.
I can't.
I can't.
I can.
I can.
Did I ask you to raise your voice? Everyone say, I can't.
I can.
I can. I can.
I can.
Now raise your voice. I can.
I can.
I can.
I can.
I can.
I can.
I can. Say it again. I can.
I can.
I just raised your metabolic rate. I can't is a powerful position. I can is also a powerful position. One is neither right nor wrong. When you get a client and they've been like, woe is me, I'm just trying to do everything right, but it's not working out for me, and I've seen 10 practitioners and they've all told me 10 different things, and now they're coming to you and you can give them objective assessment. It's important that you help them transform their I can'ts into their I cans, because they've been struggling. And the I can't is also related to overwhelm, and the I can't causes the lymphatic system to shut down. So that's why exercise and rebounding is so important, because it literally forces the I can's even when they don't want to feel I can. So struggle, when your client is struggling, and they've been struggling a long time, focus on I can. Give them the affirmation, I can. I can what? That's specific to them, because the language of their heart will begin to speak. And that's why it's important to learn outcome facilitation, sacred body language, because what I do as a coach is I ask a question that elicits an emotional response, and I don't give them their affirmation. They give me their affirmation from their heart. That's where the magic happens, because you can't say, oh, here's this list of words, say this and it's going to work. No, it doesn't. If affirmations worked for everybody, we have healed all illness and disease. We need to learn how to ask the question, you know, about the sadness they've been holding on to that usually shows up as a symptom in body language, so that when we ask them enough questions, it elicits the right emotional response, and we become emotional Aikido masters, and then their heart speaks. And you're like, whoa, say that again. That's the affirmation. And so you learn how to do that through masterysystems.com. You learn how to ask the question that elicits the emotional response, that when you understand the pattern, and you understand the word pattern, and then you understand how to ask the question that reveals the cause, then that's when the miracles begin to happen, and everything you're doing, all the nutrition and the life coaching, works faster, easier, and better. Now, here's the challenge. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing. I'm a student of this material, all right? And Napoleon Hill says, a man teaches best what he endeavors to learn. A man or a woman teaches best what he endeavors to learn. Rita Marie, how much do you love learning this stuff?
Wow, I love it.
Yeah. I mean, you teach it, and you love learning. I mean, you're up like 10 hours a day on the computer researching, coaching, teleseminars, webinars, hangouts. I mean, I'm not worthy. So, just kidding, I am worthy. So, I encourage you to read Conscious Language and learn Sacred Body Language, watch some of the DVDs, and see how my teacher, Robert Tennyson Stevens, performs these Aikido moves with words, because we get to learn the word patterns that show up as sadness, which is, I've always felt this way, I've never been able to heal, hopelessness. You know, hopelessness is also thyroid. Everyone say, I will.
I will.
I will.
I will.
I will.
I won't.
I won't.
I won't.
I won't. Won't. So, now, keep in mind, our subconscious mind is 3 years old all the time. What does that mean when you're coaching people who have resentment? It means you need to be absolutely secure, like you would be holding a 3-year-old when you're helping them heal resentment. Anger, thyroid, and resentment all dance together. And it's, you know, when you see the thyroid issues and you're addressing thyroid, ultimately what you're doing with thyroid is you're helping the client reclaim their authority and author their life. Everyone say, I author my life.
I author my life.
I author my life.
I
I voice my choice.
I am.
I will.
Can
you see what these words are doing to your body? Is anyone getting warmer? Thyroid. Now, I have a certain spiritual charge with this material. I can give you this fire, and I can help you boost your thyroid, yet I'm not here to help you author your life. You're here to author your life. You are here. Each one of you are here to claim your authority. And with women on planet Earth, it can be hard, apathy, adrenal. It's hard to do this because I live in a man-dominated world. No, it's not. Women, stand in your power. Author your life with love, power, and wisdom in perfect, balanced action. When a woman begins to author her life and stand in her power, and it usually means by like setting healthy boundaries with her family, starting a business, becoming health coaches and wellness coaches, you just start radically authoring your life, there's a magical shift that happens at some point of authoring where your thyroid just says, okay, I surrender. Thyroxin and calcitonin, everything's going to come up to normal now. Because I author my life. My life means something to me. My life is for me, and I am authoring my life. I author my life. And that's when the thyroid just goes, bing! Yet what is holding that back is blame and anger and hate. No one likes to talk about hate. When you can love with such a powerful force of divine love, hate, and anger, it will transform into forgiveness. The best medicine for our thyroid most of the time is forgiveness. And I'm not talking about forgiveness as a concept or I forgive with vain repetition. I'm talking about an act of love so powerful that it transforms your genetic expression and heals your lineage. Because you are not limited by your genes through epigenetics are transformed by I forgive and I love and I love and I love and I forgive and I forgive, give so much love that literally the genetic marker that's holding back endocrine health is transmuted in the act of forgiveness. Now, I've seen this iridologically because I'm also an iridologist and I see people heal their emotions and their genetics in their eyes. And through my teacher, Bob Stevens, he has a system of healing that's way super advanced. And you need to take 1 to 2 years of training before you get to this level. But we have charts of the human eye. And so we can see that the eyes change color when we heal our genetics. And it's scientifically proven and documented through eye photos before and after. And that's impossible to most iridologists. They're like, that's not the same person. Well, yes, it is. That person forgave. That person forgave and claimed their authority. And when they did, it changed their genetics. It changed their biology. It changed their consciousness, which changed their biology. By the biology of belief. Like what Bruce Lipton talks about, my teacher and my team of coaches can prove in real time and with eye photos. Forgiveness is the best medicine for your thyroid when you have anger blocking your thyroid. And here's the interesting thing about emotional stuff. Like, if we keep suppressing into the subconscious and we haven't given ourselves permission to feel, everyone say, I give myself permission,
I give myself permission
to feel my feelings.
To feel my feelings.
I can feel my feelings.
I can feel my feelings.
I love what I feel.
I love what I feel.
If you just stay right behind your heart, right behind your feelings in every moment, you can heal everything just by feeling. But if for some reason we have a trauma early in life and we believe I can't, it's hard, and I can prove it. I can prove I can't. Then that feeling that's right here, into the subconscious, and then it gets pushed out into our world. And then we're going to 10 different practitioners because we don't know that we haven't forgiven our former partner for being a prick. And yet we keep attracting partner after partner who's the same prick. And we're like, who's the common denominator? You know, it's like, oh, I get to forgive. And then through forgiveness and authoring my life and taking a loving action, then my beloved shows up. Women are here to master the exchange of love through intimacy. Period. So a lot of women are dealing with thyroid issues because they have problems with love relationships. Because you want love so bad it hurts, and yet you haven't found a man who can fulfill your needs and love you and honor you just the way you are. My focus for my wife is to love and honor her just the way she is in every moment. And I get a little emotional when I say that, because that's such a powerful act of love. But before you can have a man that loves and honors you just the way you are, you must love and honor yourself first. And author your life and stand in your power. Your endocrine system lights up like a Christmas tree when these things begin to happen. And then through good stewardship, you add the cleansing and rejuvenation, nutrition, and supertonic herbs and adaptogens. And you know, you start becoming a good steward of your body. But first, be a good steward of your consciousness by loving and honoring yourself just the way you are, forgiving yourself, healing your sadness into joy, forgiving all those who have wronged you, and taking a loving action by continuing to forgive until you actually see the lab results say, all right, thyroxin, calcitonin perfectly balanced. You know, cool thing about thyroid and inflammation is that when we're pissed and angry, and then anger becomes resentment. So like anger, liver, resentment, gallbladder. So like if we keep feeling angry, we will resend the anger over and over until it becomes resentment, resending the energy. So the calcitonin levels get all wonky, and calcium starts to accumulate in the body, and that calcification of the body is rooted in resentment. Now, iridologically, I can see this in the eye through sodium and cholesterol rings. When I'm looking at someone's eye and I see a cholesterol ring or a sodium ring in the eye, that's a whole lot of I won't. Everyone say, I will.
I will.
I forgive.
I forgive.
I give love.
I give love.
I love love.
I love love.
I forgive.
I forgive.
I give love.
I give love.
I love.
I love.
I forgive.
I forgive.
Touch your heart. I forgive.
I forgive.
I love.
I love.
I love love.
I love love.
I love forgiving.
I automatically forgive.
That's when your thyroid stays healthy forever. When you can automatically forgive everything, anything, and everything. That's a high level of spiritual mastery, and that's a good stewardship of your consciousness. When you just forgive automatically. I forgive. I forgive the wars on the planet. I forgive my mother and father for not loving me. I forgive. I forgive. I give, giving, 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 giving. And then your thyroid turns back on. And then you get to author your life and take action and express your will with authorship and authority. Resentment is a very delicate thing. Healing resentment. You know, if people have lots of calcification and joint problems and joint issues and liver issues and gallstones and gallbladder, that's just a lot of resentment balled up. And it's negatively affecting the thyroid. Because resentment is limiting our will through blame and resentment. So as soon as we forgive and author our life, then we have all the spiritual power to turn our thyroid back on. Forgiveness is the doorway to authorship. You cannot go around forgiveness and start authoring your life. If you have unfinished business, finish your unfinished business. Go ahead and forgive. And if you need to know how to do that, come see me or Crystal, because we'll help you. Me and Crystal are trained in all the conscious language and body language technologies. We can help you identify old angers and resentments, and we can coach you through that using outcome facilitation, imagination activation, and conscious language coaching. And I love being in the presence of miracles, because every time someone truly forgives and gives love, it's a miracle. The reason resentment happens is because at one point we loved immensely. And that person did something to us that was wrong. I won't. And we resent that. Wars are started from this. The planet Earth right now is massively healing thyroid. And sexuality and fertility. How many people are having fertility problems today? How many people are having thyroid problems? This is a spiritual awakening that's happening in us. And all it takes is you authoring your life and coaching others. And you are changing the world, because when you heal it in you, it heals in your world. That's so cool. And the reason resentment happens is because before you resented, you loved that person immensely. So the countries that are warring today, 1,000 years ago, they were brothers and sisters, and they loved each other. But they forgot how to forgive and let go. Everyone say, I let go.
I let go.
I let go.
I forgive.
I let go.
I let go.
I let go with ease.
I let go with ease.
I forgive.
I forgive.
And it takes repetition. Repetition is the mother of perfection. So forgiveness, like beloved Jesus said, forgive 70 times 7. So you just keep forgiving, 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 and then writing a letter of forgiveness and burning it, and then going seeing your forgiveness coach, and then reading stories on forgiveness, you know, from The Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East, one of my favorite books of all time to teach, you know, spiritual mastery, The Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East, or Unveiled Mysteries of the Magic Presence. And my gift is I bridge spirituality and science, and so I connect these two together. But I have a strong spiritual foundation because I choose to know the truth. What is causing adrenal dysfunction? It's hard, and I can't, and I feel overwhelmed, and I'm sad. And now, how can we heal that? Identify the sad and touch it with love and transform it into joy. Bring the sweetness back into your life for adrenals. It's like they need sweetness. They need rest, which is sweetness to your inner child. They need music and poetry and dance and touch and intimacy and massage. And that's where our sweetness comes from. Dr. Gabriel Cousins, when I read his book, Spiritual Nutrition, in 2006, he described the human biofield and this energy that surrounds us. And he says, 90% of the energy that sustains our body is not food. The food we eat, the water and the food we eat, is 10% of what nourishes the biofield. The food and water we drink is 10% of the energy that nourishes our heart and our emotions and our spirit. So it's like we need so much more than food and nutrition to heal. And yet there are thought, word, and emotional patterns that are trapped in the body that's sometimes preventing the insulin from working. There are word patterns of, I can't handle my life. I'm overwhelmed all the time. And we see that in the eye. When we shine a bright light in the eye and the iris can't focus and it starts to go wah, 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 way overwhelmed. And you ask him, are you overwhelmed? Duh. What do you do about overwhelm? You take a lot of things off your plate and you simplify your life. You write down things, yes, you know, if you have adrenal fatigue and you're overwhelmed, you make two lists, your yes list and your no list. Your no list needs to be 10 times longer than your yes list to heal overwhelm and fully restore your adrenals. And this is a really challenging thing sometimes, because in our world, we take on too much and we're overstimulated and we've got tablets and mobile phones and smartphones. No, put the computer down, put the phone down. Cleanse yourself of toxic relationships. Let these pricks go and just go outside and stand on the earth. Simplify your life. Your yes list needs to be really short to heal overwhelm. If your yes list is even one yes outside what is going to heal overwhelm, will block you from healing overwhelm. So your yes list needs to be really short of what you're focusing on. I'm going to focus on my health. If you have adrenal fatigue and you're exhausted and you're overwhelmed and you've got all these subconscious emotions that you can't touch or identify, simplify your life. Focus on your health. Make your yes list very short. And then you begin to handle the responsibilities of your life. That's what's required. I handle the responsibilities of, I can handle my life. You know, my life is for me. And I'm happy. Because I've simplified. Remember, happiness is the best medicine for pancreas and adrenal. Happiness and joy. And when you're working with your clients, find their happy list. Make sure they're doing things that make them happy. And encourage them to simplify their life. Very challenging for Rita Marie, though. It's like, Rita, you just need some more sweetness in your life. You know, get some massages, take some naps, you know, simplify. But when you're a woman on fire, you know, I love you and I love what you're doing because you're changing lives, and balance is elusive. It's like we never really find balance, yet we can maintain harmony. So if someone is feeling overwhelmed and their adrenals are fatigued, don't tell them they're going to live a balanced life. Just help them find harmony with what they're feeling and experiencing now, step by step. Feel good now is the most important thing for people with adrenal problems. Get yourself into daily practices that make you feel good now. Feel good now. Focus on feeling good, always feeling good. Like Abraham says, your feeling is your point of attraction. Just feel good now, feel good now, feel good now, feel good now. And then simplify, feel good now. And then okay, yes, do the nutrition and lower your sugar intake, increase your greens, increase your movement. Find a movement that's adrenally balancing, but at the foundation of that is feel good now. I am happy, I love my life, feel good now. And then that's the foundation which everything builds from. For the adrenals to be like, I am the one. Seriously, like when you are the one, your adrenals are like fire. It's like when you're on fire with your coaching practice, everyone's going to come around to watch you burn. And that's what it takes. It takes you getting on fire with your purpose. Because a lot of people who are overweight, they've lost their sense of direction and purpose. So as coaches, we give them direction and purpose. What are your goals and outcomes in working with me? You have purpose and direction. And as soon as the client goes, oh, that's what I want, then that direction and purpose will spiritually fuel the pancreas and the adrenals, and the I can'ts become I can, because now they have purpose. They have direction. And they're ready to go for it. And sometimes as coaches, we need to help our clients understand, what do you want out of our work together? What's your goal? What's your outcome? And let's define that with specificity, and then that will really kick on. Now, here's where all of this integrates with the sixth and seventh chakra. Imagination. The reason I wrote intuition, insight, and this is imagination is because imagination is a pineal pituitary activity. And one of the ways you can work with your clients is you can ask them, imagine now that you've fully healed your adrenal fatigue and you wake up with amazing amounts of energy and you're not dragging yourself out of bed, going for the stimulants just to keep yourself going. Imagine you have abundance amounts of energy and your energy is vital all day long and you're drinking the best elixirs on the planet, eating the best foods on the planet, and life is easy. Imagine your life is easy now. You've healed all the overwhelm, and now you can and you am, and it's easy. What's new and different for you now that you have fully healed your adrenal fatigue, and life is easy, and you have energy, and bright, dynamic energy? And if they're really doing that, what's happening is all of this spiritual energy is coming up here, and it's being activated in the brain through imagination, and then there's a cascade effect coming all the way back down. Imagination activation. We have a DVD series on it called Imagination Activation. That's really powerful. Because imagination is really where you can create faith and miracles with your clients by guiding them into an imaginative, exploratory journey. Like for you wellness coaches in here, imagine you're working with 20 clients a month paying you $3,000 a month. You know, and that might be a stretch, so like big enough to get you excited, small enough that you believe you can attain it. Imagine you have 10 clients a month paying you $500 a month for coaching. 10 times 500, that's $5,000 a month. That's pretty good. You know, what's new and different? You know, imagine, and what that does is it activates the brain in a whole new way. Literally our frontal lobe and our creative centers and our imaginative centers begin to turn on. And this intuition, insight, you can pull out of your clients through imagination. So powerful. When you learn how to do imagination activation and guide people in imagination, this is particularly helpful when people have been struggling for 10 to 15 years with their health and they've tried everything and nothing worked. You just need to force their faith and get them into an imagined state of being healthy. Because they've been struggling so long, they forgot what it even looks like to be healthy. So get them imagining about their outcome achieved, and then as a good coach, you help them become good stewards of their body through nutrition and cleansing and rejuvenation and nutrition and cleansing and rejuvenation. Oh, and I see this is showing up in your thyroid levels, your adrenals, or your estrogen, progesterone. Let's work on this. Let's tweak this. But yet, at the beginning, they have their outcome. They know what they want. And then what we do as coaches is we cultivate a burning desire for them to achieve it and make sure we give them the right actions and action steps to achieve it. I've created Juicing for Fat Loss. It's an information product on juice feasting and juice cleansing. Because I saw so many miracles with juicing at the Tree of Life, and I'm talking about low glycemic juicing. You know, 80% high water content, vegetables, low glycemic stuff. And we teach a lot of this in our program. What we've done in Juicing for Fat Loss is we've created 12 days of preparation, preparing them, you know, through imagination and life practice. And then we have 3 days of juicing, and then we have another 14 days of reinforcement. So we have 30 days, and we have this system where we can prepare them in consciousness for what they're going to experience. They experience it, and then what's next? And so we have actions, and we have the program, then we have follow-up actions. And we've systematized it, and we have it in the form of reports and videos and emails. And it's the culmination of like my 7 years working with juicing. And I'm really excited to have this program because when a client comes through Juicing for Fat Loss, they're going to experience a lot of the basics and fundamentals, the four pillars of health, which is breath, water, movement, prayer, and imagination. Imagination is actually one of the pillars of healing because if you can't see the end from the beginning, you're not going to get there. If you cannot see the end from the beginning, you're not going to get there because your boat needs a destination for healing. There needs to be a clearly defined destination. Sometimes imagination will help you with that. And then in Juicing for Fat Loss, we also teach the 5 systems of detoxification, which is the skin, the liver, the lung, the lymphatic system, and the colon. So we teach how to support these 5 systems with nutrition, life practices, conscious language, affirmations, prayers, decrees, meridian tapping, sacred body language. We give people the advanced stuff once they become good stewards of their body. Because sometimes it's challenging to start here with the client. So you start with actions and consistent daily actions, commitments to themselves. Help them overcome shame and say, oh, I can do this. I'm worthy of this. I can do this. I'm worthy. I can do it. You cannot change one hormone in the body without changing all the others. And the same is true in healing the 3 levels of ourself. When we get aligned and we start believing in ourselves, it changes all of this simultaneously. So it's not like you have to work on all of this at once. Just find their greatest weakness. It shall be their greatest strength. So your job as coaches and working with your clients is to look where their weakest link is and help them strengthen that. Everyone say, I can feel my feelings.
I can feel my feelings.
I love feelings.
I feel.
I heal with ease.
I can heal my body.
I heal at all levels.
With ease.
That's what it takes sometimes when you're dealing with resentment or anger or shame or guilt. What I've learned in 12 years is that we're all going to forgive something that's unforgivable. Period. Every one of us will. It's part of Earth School. By the way, Earth is school, and it's school for the spirit. So we're on Earth School. So every one of us, by contract and by divine assignment, is going to forgive something that's unforgivable. And when we do, we author our life and watch out, world, because that's when we get on stage and we start helping others. Our life is a hero's journey, where our greatest weakness shall be our greatest strength. So this very esoteric stuff I explained to you today takes courage to actually do the deal. And you have to do it within yourself first before you can coach others to do it effectively. Our life is a hero's journey. Your life is a hero's journey. If you have fear, faith is what's returning. Action, certainty. If you're sad, and you've always felt this way and it's never going to work out for you, Joy is returning. Massive joy. If you're pissed at that prick for divorcing you and cheating on you, forgiveness is what's returning and authoring your life. Our life is a hero's journey where our greatest weakness shall be our greatest strength. This stuff takes courage. The most important thing to do first is work on yourself. And I don't mean obsessively and compulsively, like I have to learn this new program. No, just forgive. Just keep breathing. I am. Everyone say, I can.
I am.
I am.
I will.
I will.
I choose.
I choose.
I have.
I have.
I love.
I love.
I create.
I create.
I enjoy.
I enjoy.
I am courageous.
I am courageous.
I believe in myself.
I believe in myself.
I can do this.
I can do this.
I can do this.
I can do this.
I can heal anything.
I can heal anything.
In me.
In me.
Me is your subconscious. I can heal anything.
I can heal anything.
In myself.
Myself
is conscious. Yeah. So I can, and so me, you know, I love and honor me, subconscious. I love and honor myself, conscious. Use them both. You know, use your me words and your myself words, because every word has a specific vibration. And it's not vain repetition. Your life is a hero's journey where your weakness shall be your greatest strength. And so what you're healing in your clients, you're healing in yourself. And don't think you've got it figured out. Because just when you do, a case will come up and you're like, oh my God, am I really supposed to work with this person? Yes, because you're healing it in yourself. And that's true for you as well, Dr. Rita Marie. Every challenging case that comes across your doorstep is another stretch for your spirit to go, I can do this, and I'm going to heal this in me, and I'm going to do the research. I'm going to understand. I'm going to comprehend and imagine and understand and intuit and insight, and then I'm going to heal it in that person because I've healed it in myself. All facilitation is self-facilitation. So don't think that your client is separate from you. Sometimes if you're working with a client and they've got sadness or resentment, you are the one that gets to forgive first and experience your feeling of forgiveness so powerfully that you give them permission to forgive. This is powerful. So that's what it takes sometimes when you're working with patterns in your clients and you want them to get it, you get it first. So just address the pattern in yourself. Ho'oponopono is how Dr. Lin healed all those people. So if something's just not working and you hit a wall, just go within. Breathe, touch, love, stay, feel. Find the affirmations and the patterns that correct them in yourself and just keep imagining the healing happening in you and send that to your client, and then magically something will happen in them and they'll have an epiphany and insight and they will heal. Because all facilitation is self-facilitation. And you can heal anything when you heal it in yourself. Questions? Yes.
When you are going at the sixth chakra of the insight and imagination, and from my own experience, just when the huge belief of unworthiness and not enough and shame, it never worked. So I'm kind of curious.
Yeah.
If I was to take a client into the shame and unworthiness and like that and try to get them to do the imagination piece, how do you get beyond the underlying limiting beliefs to really help them to believe that imagination?
Good. So imagination is not the first tool I would use for shame. I would actually help them identify their strengths and verbalize their strengths, write a list of their strengths, and then I would help them create a commercial of self-esteem and have them say that commercial out loud, and then give them life practices and actions that will help build worthiness and self-love. Self-love is a verb. So it comes by action. It comes by daily consistent actions. To answer your question about how do I imagine, read Neville Goddard. Write this book down, The Power of Awareness, Awakened Imagination, and Feeling is the Secret. Yeah, so write these three books down. The Power of Awareness, Awakened Imagination, and Feeling is the Secret. The Power of Awareness, number one, Awakened Imagination, number two, and Feeling is the Secret. Now, I've read lots of books from Neville, so when you read books, it changes your neural pathways. So it actually rewires what you think and feel just by reading the book. So if you desire to be a master of imagination, read books from the master, Neville, and learn how Neville teaches imagination. And then once you've read those three books and reread a couple of them, then you will be able to impart that upon your student. How do you do it with doubt?
Thinking exactly for myself of going into imagination and learning, because at one time I did have a vivid imagination and I started doubting myself. Just go back to what you just said about...
Yeah, read the books from Neville.
Thank you.
And doubt also shows up as candida, fungus, and parasites, the thoughts that bug you. So a lot of people who have candida, fungus, and parasites systemically, they have a lot of negative internal dialogue and they're experiencing chronic reverse polarity. So they need to learn tapping techniques, they need to balance their polarity. Yeah, so tapping is really important, because if people's polarity is reversed, they often have chronic doubt or chronic negative internal dialogue. So learning and mastering tapping, getting the polarity balanced while also healing the GI tract, what happens with doubt is doubt becomes just a unified presence where the parasites are no longer controlling me. Pair of sights means pair of sights, seeing things two different ways. A lot of people with chronic doubt have chronic infection. Heal the infection. You heal the physiological cause, now they have a unified presence to start building confidence, courage, and self-love and self-esteem, where certainty becomes natural to them. So a chronic infection is the root cause of a lot of doubt. Any more questions? Is it okay if I go for 5 more minutes? Cool. Yeah. Cool, thank you. Yeah, 5 or 10 more minutes. I'm a walking textbook, so now's the time to ask your questions. Who's next? Okay.
Hi. So I just got out of a long-term, like, really manipulative, abusive relationship. So saying things like, I won't, and I can't, and no, feel more empowering than... yes, and I will, and, you know, the more positive words. So how would you go about reversing that so that I feel better saying...
What's the name of your former partner?
Jacob.
Have you forgiven Jacob?
Yep.
Now that's... right there, I know she hasn't forgiven him. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Now,
I'm
now,
still pissed, but,
now,
like, I say...
Now, Angel... now, Angel... listen to me. Now,
okay.
What you did is you go, yep, and you raised your brow. Now, this is sacred body language translations.
Okay.
You raised your brow, which means you're attempting to communicate something to me that you don't believe yourself. And so, what's holding you back from forgiving Jacob? Now, do you feel that tightness in your stomach when I say that? What's holding you back from forgiving Jacob? And what do you feel in your body?
I guess I just feel a sadness.
Yeah, and so this is, and we're not going to do the full coaching today, but identify sad about what specifically. So you need to be able to speak what you're sad about and put it into words with specificity. And then through coaching, I would help you reverse the pattern. And then sometimes by healing the sadness, we now can be an expression of love and forgive. And all of this is foundational too. So if sadness has been pushed down, we identify, what am I sad about specifically? Touch it with love and specificity, and then I forgive Jacob for what specifically? And I forgive, and I forgive, and I forgive, and now I can author my life as a beautiful, young, and powerful woman. Next question. If we had another hour, I would demonstrate all this in real time, but we don't have another hour, so I don't want to get as many questions as I can. Question.
I just wanted to know Neville's last name.
Neville Goddard.
Goddard.
Yeah,
thank
but
you.
Neville, he's known as Neville. It was his pen name. So just if you look up Neville on Amazon, N-E-V-I-L-L-E, you're going to find all of his books, The Power of Awareness, Awakened Imagination, and Feeling is the Secret. And also start with Conscious Language, though, because this will be your foundation before you read Neville. Next, Neville. Conscious Language is Robert Tennyson Stevens.
And one more question, and then I'll finish up. Her. Yeah. Yeah.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for giving us wonderful insights and being here to show us how to love so well. You mentioned that if you have a client that is suffering with anger and resentment, then you need to do that work in yourself. But are you saying that in ourselves then we need to work on forgiveness? Is that about something then in our past, or work on giving forgiveness to the client to create the healing?
Good question. So what you said is giving forgiveness to the client. It's not always you need to forgive it in yourself. That can happen. And you can forgive your experience of the client's resentment and hate. If you actually help them, you know, this is a very delicate matter because they have spiritual weeds in their garden. And when you identify that they hate and resent, you're pulling up those weeds and going, look, here they are. So you also need to forgive and love the experience of whatever nastiness they're showing you. And so that's a loving and accepting of your client just the way they are. I love and honor my client just the way they are, and I can look at their hate and resentment with the eyes of love, and then you coach them through it.
And by doing that, then it helps you to forgive the people in your past causing your resentment too.
Yeah, everything's like a muscle. You're exercising your spiritual muscle.
Right.
So, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
So my wife and I, we have a table out there. If you're interested in coaching from me or learning anything more about our programs, just come to our table at break or during lunch. We'll be there. And so I'm really excited to meet each and every one of you. So,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You did a great job.
She's my
great
stylist.
Color. Is this on? Yeah. So we see so much more, right? It's all. It all connects. And I was so moved by all the work with the glands and the emotions and all that I decided that I want to include that DVD set that you mentioned to teach them.
Oh, imagination.
Yeah, in the mastery level.
Awesome.
Yeah. I want to include that because I think it's really important as part of that. And I also, if I can convince you to do it, would like to get them to come to our retreat.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And kind of go and demonstrate and in a small group and it'll be very intimate.
Yeah, when we're in a small group, we can really demonstrate how this happens in real time and you can experience the technology. It's very powerful.
Yeah, it's very powerful. Yeah. And I know, so if somebody else was giving that talk and I didn't know them well, they might be thinking, wow, they're talking about, all you have to do to heal your thyroid is to do the emotion, right? And we know that he's so convinced and committed that it has to be all of it. It has to be the food. Because if you're smoking cigarettes and eating junk, and you're forgiving, and you're happy, which is hard to be anyway.
You've got to be a good steward of your body. You can't do one without the other. Nutrition and consciousness work together.
It works together.
It has to be together.
And the nutrition alone doesn't do it, and I've found that in the programs, and that's why we focus on all the other aspects too, because the nutrition alone doesn't do it. When you have resentment and anger, and you're doing a great diet, it ain't going where it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
So that's why we want to be comprehensive.
Yeah, nutrition and consciousness together. And take it step by step. Have a high teachability index. Just keep learning this stuff, and you'll get it very quickly.
Be coachable.
Yeah.
Every day. Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You all. We're going to have lunch, and Jan will tell us...